Simon for On the White in the police station at Newport. And no, I haven't done anything naughty. I'm here to interview the assistant and the assistant PCC and the PCC. And I'm with
Laura Franklin, Assistant Police and Crime Commissioner for the Isle of Wight.
And I'm Simon Hayes, the Police and Crime Commissioner for Hampshire and the Isle of Wight.
I thought it might be worthwhile as a sort of a basic introduction to the discussion and to help people. I think there's still some confusion over what the PCC does and, following on from that, what the Assistant PCC will do as a role. Is that something that you can help us with?
I certainly hope so. Yes, I mean, the Police and Crime Commissioner is set up by statute, so I'm an elected individual to represent the public of Hampshire and the Isle of Wight on really all policing matters. I'm responsible for the entire budget for the police service. I challenge and monitor the work of the police constabulary through the chief constable, whom I hold to account on a regular basis. I'm responsible for setting the strategy, the strategic targets and roles that the police have. I have no operational responsibility, so I can't command and control police officers or police staff to do anything. It is the strategy, and I set that strategy out in a policing plan, which has four priorities, but it's to protect people and places really across Hampshire and the Isle of Wight, keep them safe, and I'm also the voice of the public, so I have a role to represent the public to the police.
I mean, hearing that, would it say an equivalence of councillors and council officers be an equivalent where they set policy and it's executed by the officers?
In a similar way, but really only as a very vague sort of similarity. My role is specialist, if you like, around policing and the criminal justice system. I'm the only elected individual in Hampshire and the Isle of Wight who has a responsibility to work across all councils, the top tier, the Isle of Wight Council, Hampshire County Council, as well as the local and borough councils, which we have across the County of Hampshire. I also work with the NHS and with probation and the police and the prison service as well. So it is a wide remit across Hampshire and the island.
So that's hearing all that, it's understandable why he needs an assistant. And could you explain what your role is, what you perceive your role as?
I see my role as twofold. The first half will be engaging with the public and carrying out consultation, canvassing opinion. I'd like to engage with a diverse range of local groups from all areas of the island. I'll be doing that by asking to come along to meetings. I'll also be attending community events so that people can come and talk to me, tell me what they see the issues are for policing and criminal justice on the island. My second role will be to liaise with the commissioner and develop ideas about how we can develop initiatives that will improve policing on the island.
And I guess your background, I've obviously done a little bit of reading up on you. In fact, the press release was pretty useful in giving some background. Mm. Your background in criminology, you studied, are you still studying the MA in criminology?
Yes, I'm currently studying a master's in criminal psychology. That is something I do part-time via distance learning. I have an undergraduate degree in criminology and forensic studies. I've also worked in the criminal justice sector. I've been a special constable on the Isle of Wight. I've also worked in the psychology department at HMP Isle of Wight, delivering offending behaviour programmes.
So, why this obsession with crime? it's a lot of study, a lot of spare time. I know that when you're a special constable, that's time that you put into society, isn't it?
I find it a really fascinating subject. So many different issues. It's a very contemporary subject, and it's also a topic where you can get your teeth into it. You can actually make a tangible difference and get involved.
And criminology, a sort of 30-second explanation of it, is the social study of crime and its effects on society and how that could be changed.
Yes, it's also looking at the causes of crime. And applied criminology also looks at resolutions to crime as well.
So, ideal candidate?
very, very much the ideal candidate, and I'm delighted that Laura applied, and even more delighted that she accepted the offer. It's important that we work close together. I think that we understand the same language. I think Laura is uniquely qualified to represent me on the Isle of Wight, and I look forward to us progressing in the years to come.
I mean, it does sound like everything you've ever done has led up to this point. I mean, it couldn't be more ideal, it seems.
That was my views exactly. I'd actually just changed to distance learning part-time because I wanted to go back to also working while studying. And when this opportunity arose, it just seemed perfect.
And why a separate person for the island?
Because the island is unique in many ways. I pledged at the election that I would look for a representative on the island. And Laura is that person. I think it's a unique community in many ways. It has challenges that other parts of the constabulary area don't have. It is difficult for me to get to. Quite frankly, it's easy to drive from Winchester to Basingstoke, but it does take longer to get over onto the island. Having Laura here, however, will not mean that I have less visits to the island. I've come over here several times in the last 6 months to meet people and organisations. I'm here today, I'm here again next week with a series of meetings, and the week after. So my presence on the island won't be reduced by having Laura here, but my reach on the island will be increased.
And with the tackling on the budget side, one question, we sent out a tweet and Facebook update today saying, is there any questions in particular that might be relevant? And one of the things that came back was police cars. Now, it's not something that I've ever paid much attention to, but the thought was that perhaps the cars that are being used at the moment are quite expensive ones, and there were cheaper models, and the person said that had been done in London. Is that something, I know you hold the budget strings, is that something that you would look at? I don't know if that's within your remit.
Yeah, it certainly very much is within my remit. I'm responsible for the police budget. We are looking at the type of and the make and the cost of police vehicles. We certainly purchase vehicles at less a price than the public would pay, bulk buying, yeah. yes. And so they're not as expensive as on the high streets. We will be changing some of the cars to a cheaper model. But it is important that the police cars deliver functionally over a sustained period of time. They get a lot of use, they carry a lot of weight. They need to go fast and to brake quickly and to be operationally functional. So that does restrict the models and the make that we find operationally are required. But certainly we're looking at reducing the cost and also possibly purchasing jointly with other forces into the future.
Now, it seems that the island's in a fortunate position of not really having that much crime. I mean, in terms of, I guess, burglaries and thefts generally, the numbers seem quite low. Social behaviour or bad social behaviour and domestic violence, unfortunately, seem to be high. Is that something that you've got? I mean, having studied it, criminology, you've obviously been watching the island. Is that your view of it, or have I misunderstood it?
I think you've got some very valid points there. I will let the Commissioner talk about domestic violence in a minute. With regard to antisocial behaviour, much of antisocial behaviour is not actually classed as a crime as such. However, it very much affects people's perception of crime and also their level of fear. So for me personally, that's just as important as tackling crime.
It's interesting, the idea of the fear of crime, because often when we report stories, there is a conflict of, is this something that we should be reporting, or is it something that's engendering fear? It's something, when we started 7 or 8 years ago, it's something we thought quite hard about. But how much do you think the media plays a part of in making people think there's more crime than there might be? Or that they might be affected, and it's not that there's more than there might be, they might be affected, and the likelihood of them actually being affected is quite low.
I think everybody takes a different view of the media reporting. Some people will look at it with a view to the actual figures. Other people may have it may be something happening in their village, in which case it will feel much more personal to them, and perhaps the fear would sort of be enhanced. And hand over to you about domestic violence.
I think from a domestic violence point of view, it is mentioned in my plan. I'm very keen that we should prevent reoffending generally, but also prevent offending in the first place. And the level of domestic violence, domestic abuse, serious sexual abuse, is quite high. And we need to take action to reduce it. Statistics show that a woman, and often it is a woman who's subject to domestic violence, can be attacked and a victim 15 or 18 times before she actually reports it to the authorities. And the police are have a unique opportunity, really, to identify victims who are repeat victims and repeat perpetrators, and bring them to justice, and also look at ways of preventing reoffending, so dealing and working with the perpetrator, and understanding that the victim is a victim beyond the actual moment of victimisation. It's something that a woman can carry through the rest of her life, and so we need to be mindful of that. And work with organisations to support victims and the victim journey, if you like.
In terms of the thoughts of victim, and is that something, if a child witnesses that as well, they're thought of as a victim? How does that work?
Very much so. I mean, there are many children involved in and who witness domestic violence, and many young people who think that that is the way that adult relationships should function. So there is a child victim as well. There's the relatives of the actual victim, you know, are also part of that, and we need to be mindful in society that it is a hidden crime, and it goes unreported. We need to bring about a social change, in my view.
What about other crimes on the island? Anything that's particularly high, unusually high compared with the rest of Hampshire or the UK?
One area that I'll be looking into is rural crimes. We have many groups, agricultural groups, the Isle of Wight Rural Community Council, Forest Commission, lots of groups that are involved, and will be able to tell me much more about what actually affects them. We have fox hunting, fuel theft, harm of animals, all these types of issues. I'll be asking people to highlight to me, tell me their experience of those sorts of crimes.
And with your criminology background, what do you think is the best way to stop people, I guess, one, offending, or two, repeat offending? Are you a sort of person that says that they should be locked in prison, or do you think that they should be dealt with on a sociological level?
Every crime is different, so it's very difficult to generalise. But for low-level offences, I don't believe prison provides the best answer. What I really believe is important is raising aspirations and letting our young people on the island know that they can achieve them. Last year, the Children's Society did a study on the island because it's long been believed that aspirations of island children are perhaps different to other children growing up in the UK. And what this study actually found, that actually at 5, 6, 7 years old, their aspirations are exactly the same as other children in the UK. However, once they get to the age of 14, 15, they start to believe that they can't achieve those aspirations. Obviously, at the moment, we're going through a transition period in our education system. And I think we've got a lot of work to do in developing our education services. I'd like to work with those agencies to make it a holistic development, to provide legitimate work and leisure opportunities for young people and older people, so that they have a legitimate means of income, so that they do have activities to fill their time. And by doing that, I believe that there's less chance of either feeling the need or drifting into crime.
That's interesting, that idea, as the person holding the purse strings, the idea of investing early to avoid the cost of crime later, because it can be significant, can't it?
It can be, and the whole concept of early intervention is one that we're looking at. My title, Police and Crime Commissioner, I commission services to prevent crime, to prevent reoffending, And to keep the public of the island safe. And so we will be looking to do that, to make funding available through a fund called the Protecting People and Places Fund, and organisations that deliver and offer services, as Laura has described, will be able to apply for that fund. And we look forward to some, you know, very good and innovative work coming out of the Isle of Wight and supporting work that is currently in progress.
And with the things... Talking to groups, that's great. What about direct people sending you? I mean, we've got a massive community on the Wight, and we've had over 80,000 comments on the site over the years that we've been running. Is that something that we could help you, or we could? You've got different channels, online channels, that people can contact you with, or concerns, individual concerns?
Well, I welcome people contacting me, either as a group or individually. Very soon we will hopefully be able to provide you with an email address directly to myself. Until that time, any queries can be directed to the Office of the Police and Crime Commissioner. There is a website, there is also a Twitter page, or a direct email address. But I think that's a thank you for that. I think that would be really helpful in due course.
I mean, it sounds like you've got a lot of channels open already. I know some people sort of run Twitter and Facebook channels but don't necessarily engage with those or receive comments on those, but that is the case with you, is it?
It is. We're very active at Hants PCC, or myself at Hayes Hants PCC. So we've got a number of followers, keeping people informed with what I do and where I am. It's a way of contacting the public, and the public contacting me.
Great. Okay. Well, good luck with it. It sounds like you're going to enjoy it, and it could be an interesting task. I'm sure it will be, but I mean, it could be quite a challenge, particularly sort of taking the holistic view. That's a very long-term way of doing it, but it feels like that's something that needs to be tackled. So, best of luck with it.
Yes, thank you. I believe there will be challenges ahead, but I think there's also some very exciting opportunities coming up, and I'm really looking forward to starting.